There is always a reason behind our actions. Whether or not we realize it, the way we view God affects what we do and how we do it. Even if we never explore the beliefs behind our actions, we all believe something about God and the world, and it is this belief that comes out in our behavior. It is precisely because our beliefs dictate what we do that makes it so vital to explore those convictions. Part of loving God with all of our mind, after all, means being deliberate about what we believe, knowing why we believe it. We all want our actions to be based on truth. Enter theology. It is a dirty word in some Christian circles. Some believe that it takes away the joy or emotion of loving God. Others think that theology does nothing but stir up trouble and break up churches. Still others suppose that theology moves away from Scripture, that it creates something that wasn't there before. Yet you already have a theology. You have already read Scripture and interpreted it, and let what you believe it teaches you about God influence the way you live. Wouldn't you rather your theology be one you have prayerfully and thoughtfully considered, rather than one that just evolved without conscious decision in your mind over time? Paul, I believe, was the first theologian. He used his knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures, along with his knowledge of Jesus, to write some of the first doctrines of the church. Certainly no one would have accused him of not knowing what he believed or why he believed it. Theology is what brought us the teaching of the Trinity. The word Trinity is not found anywhere in the Bible, yet by taking such scriptures as the Shema, Christ's own claims, and the teachings on the Spirit in the epistles, church theologians have come up with the doctrine of the Trinity that we all know. We all want to love God the best we can. We all want our actions to be based on truth. To do this, we all need to evaluate our own beliefs about God with the help of Scripture and what historically the Church has confessed. Make sure that what comes out in your life, your words and thoughts and actions, is based on well-thought-out theology, not just what I grew up thinking theology. Let's do our best to know why we do the things we do. Let's do our best to be sure our actions are based on truth. Let us love God with all of our mind.